But I don't think I can solve any mysteries right now,
Benny said.
I'm too hungry to think.
Everyone laughed. Jessie looked at her watch. It was nearly 7 o'clock.
Have you had any dinner yet?
She asked the Graysons. No, said Mr. Grayson. I didn't realize it was that late.
I am getting kind of hungry, Dad,
Hallie said.
You've had a terrible shock,
Jessie said.
How about if we whip up a quick dinner for you?
Well, yeah, eating always makes me feel better,
said Benny. Oh, that's not necessary, Mr. Grayson said.
Are you sure?
Asked Henry.
We're good cooks.
They are good cooks, said Grandfather, and they would like to help. Party planners, mystery solvers, and cooks. Is there anything you kids can't do? Mr. Grayson said with a grin. Come on in the kitchen. We'll see what we've got. But you must stay and have dinner with us.
The Aldens were glad to see that Mr. Grayson was feeling a little better. Together they found a large box of spaghetti and a jar of tomato sauce in the pantry. We'll have a good dinner ready in no time, said Jessie. Why don't you and Hallie and Grandfather just relax for a little while?
If I were you, I'd want to play with my birthday presents,
Benny said to Hallie. A big smile appeared on Hallie's face.
Oh, good idea, Benny, she said. I'd almost forgotten it was my birthday.
While Mr. Grayson and Grandfather sat in the living room talking, and Hallie played with all the wonderful gifts her friends had brought her, the Aldens got to work in the kitchen. Violet found a loaf of Italian bread in the bread box and spread it with butter and sprinkled it with garlic. Then she wrapped it in tin foil and put it in the oven. While she was waiting for the water to boil for the spaghetti, Jessie put a pot of sauce on the stove. Then she and Benny set the table. When Benny called the Graysons to come in for dinner, Mr. Grayson and Hallie were quite impressed with what they saw. Henry had piled each plate with a large serving of spaghetti and heaped steaming hot sauce on top. He'd sprinkled each mound with freshly grated Parmesan cheese he'd found in the refrigerator. In the center of the table were a bowl of fresh, crisp salad and a basket of warm, buttery garlic bread.
"This is a feast," said Mr. Grayson.
"Everything looks delicious,"
Hallie agreed. The Aldens and the Graysons sat down and enjoyed the meal. As they ate, they talked about lots of different things, but made sure not to talk about the burglary. After dinner, Mr. Grayson and Hallie helped the Aldens clean up and wash the dishes.
"I guess we'd better get home now,"
Grandfather said when everything was put away.
"Let us know if you hear anything from the police," said Jessie.
"We certainly will," Mr. Grayson said. "And thank you again for everything."
On their way home, the Aldens talked about the burglary.
"Isn't it strange that we've done two parties, and each time the house was robbed?"
said Henry.
"I'm sure it's just a coincidence," Grandfather said. "I read in the local paper that there have been several burglaries in Greenfield recently. I'm sure they have nothing to do with your parties."
"I guess not," said Henry.
But he didn't sound convinced. The next day, the Aldens went to the Woodruff's house to work on the outer space decorations for Sarah's party. They headed straight down to the basement, where they'd...